It's Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's the first look at your sports this afternoon, and it's brought to you by the Marriott Group. Building and remodeling homes for 34 years. Get your change started. Well, the Aggies met the media for the season's first press conference today. They heard from Coach Mike Sherman, of course, along with quarterback Ryan Tannehill, Tony Gerard Eddy, defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter, and also quarterback's coach Tom Rossley, who has a big SMU connection. He was hired as an assistant coach in 1988 with the Mustangs, and that was SMU's second season out of football following the death penalty years of 87 and 88. And then was an assistant there their first year back from the death penalty in 1989. He left, came back as the head coach from 1991 to 1996. He has two sons and two daughter-in-laws who are SMU alums, and except for this Sunday, he's an SMU fan, and he's a June Jones fan.
I know June's doing a great job, and believe me, I root for SMU because of my family connections, and we're pulling for them. You know, they've gone through many years with their student body and their alums not having many celebrations, and that's what football is about, is being able to celebrate after a win and then all week long to gloat, and their, not just their team but their fans and their alumni and their players haven't been able to, at least during my era, and now June is giving them that, and he's doing a great job, and it's good for the state of Texas.
His quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, says it's been a long offseason, and he and the whole team are ready to go.
It's really exciting. You know, it's been a long offseason, you know, long spring ball, winter conditioning, summer conditioning, 7-on-7, fall camp, and now we're finally getting into the season. So we're definitely excited about it. I'm definitely really excited about getting to play somebody else. You know, it's a challenge going up against our defense every day, and it's finally time to play somebody else. You know, we get to finally prove the work we've been putting in all offseason. You know, let our work pay off, and it's finally time for that to happen on Sunday.
Aggies and SMU kick off at 6:30 Sunday night at Kyle Field. You'll hear the game right here on 1620. All of the fun starts with the Fan Zone show at 3:30. At the World Track and Field Championships in South Korea, Aggie Tabari Henry, representing the U.S. Virgin Islands, finished second in his semifinal heat today with a time of 45.73. He just leaned in to get second place, and that qualified him for the finals for a second straight year at the World Championships in the 400 meters. Of course, the big news from the meet yesterday, world record holder Usain Bolt was DQ'd from the 400-meter finals when he jumped the gun. Under Coach G. Guerrieri, the Aggie soccer team has never had a losing season after four matches until now. The Aggies suffered a couple of one-goal losses in Knoxville over the weekend, 3-2 to Florida on Friday, and then to Tennessee 1-0 in penalty kicks yesterday. The Aggies dropped to 1-3, but they're home for their next two matches, hosting Dartmouth Friday night at 6:30, and then McNeese next Monday, Labor Day, at 1:30. Let's talk some golf. Kelly Kraft of Denton, a recent graduate golfer of SMU, won the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship yesterday in Wisconsin, beating UCLA ace Patrick Cantlay 2-up. Cantlay had advanced to the finals with a win Saturday over Aggie golfer and former A&M Consolidated star Jordan Russell. Congratulations to Charlie Rube. He's the Brazos Valley Golf Champ in an open tournament that was played over the weekend at Pebble Creek Country Club. Rue shot a 70-75 for a three-shot win over John Slocum. Sam DeStefano finished third, and Jeff Schmall finished fourth. Former A&M Consolidated coach Ross Rogers won the senior flight by a shot over Gary McClendon. Well, did you see it yesterday? Did you hear it yesterday? Pretty exciting stuff.
Game over. California wins it. Prado's walk-off single. And Huntington Beach, California, captures the Little League World Series championship.
Yeah, Nick Prado got the single that won it. It's the fifth time in the last 6 years a team from the U.S. has won the Little League World Series. Texas Rangers came out with a three-game lead over the Angels in the American League West after they beat L.A. yesterday 9-5 to win the rubber game of that three-game series in Arlington. Josh Hamilton had one of the home runs.
Weaver's first pitch is hit in the air to center field. Back goes Borges. He's looking up. Goodbye! Josh Hamilton, a two-run home run, and we are in a brand-new ball game. It is 4-4.
Texas stays at home as they open the midweek series tomorrow with Tampa Bay. The Houston Astros split a four-game series with the world champion Giants by winning 4-3 yesterday on the coast. Houston will host Pittsburgh in a three-game series that starts tonight. The Aggie volleyball team went a perfect 3-0 to win its own invitational over the weekend. They beat Creighton twice and UTSA once. Just besides the wins, just the mental factor of starting the season right is big for the Aggies. Here's Coach Lori Corbelli.
It was great for the team. You know, we needed to, you know, knowing that we return a lot of people, they still have to kind of compete in a setting of another team that we haven't been against, and really come together, figure out what they need to get done, and then get it done. And three matches within 24 hours, you know, is challenging. It's challenging emotionally and mentally and physically. And so that third one was a little bit scary because we were playing a very, very good team, and the team really came through with that win that, with just a lot of composure and coming back from a slow start. And so, yeah, it was very challenging, but we're certainly thrilled and hope that we can just continue rolling.
Well, they got it all dried out, and they got the U.S. Open Tennis Championship started today, and the women's fifth seed at the U.S. Open was upset on the first day. Wimbledon champ Petra Kvitova was beaten by Romania's Alexandra Dularu 7-6, 6-3. Kvitova committed 52 unforced errors in the match. On the men's side, American Marty Fish opened with a 6-2, 6-2, 6-1 win over Germany's Tobias Kamke. And finally, the Minnesota Vikings have waived quarterback Rhett Bomar, the former University of Oklahoma and Sam Houston State quarterback, along with nine other players in their first round of roster cuts. Bomar was a long shot to make the team after the Vikings drafted Christian Ponder in the first round in April. Bomar was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving during training camp this month and did not play in the first three exhibition games. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville. For the Marriott Group, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.